Arizona right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
411 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. We continue to follow the circumstances by the untimely death of Charlie Kirk, founder and president of Turning Point USA. He was shot this afternoon at an event in Utah Valley University. We will have coverage coming up on that. And if you don't mind, Austin, let's go ahead and dive into three important things you need to know about locally.
Number one.
All right, Scambia Supervisor of Elections Robert Bender, County Attorney Allison Rogers, and Commissioner Stephen Berry will be deposed in a District 1 defamation lawsuit against two Pensacola funeral home directors. Bender and Rogers scheduled for October 20th, Berry October 21st. Attorneys want information about letters sent by local funeral home directors in April back in 2023 that raised concerns about body conditions after the autopsy.
Number two.
And today marks the peak of hurricane season. So far, there have been six named storms in a season predicted to be above normal. Instead, the NHC is watching tropical waves, not hurricanes or tropical storms, or even tropical depressions. As of today, the Atlantic Basin shows calm conditions. Forecasts show that no tropical activity is anticipated in the Gulf of America over the next 7 days.
Number three.
City of Pensacola is revising its land development code to make it easier to understand and to support attainable housing. This represents the first comprehensive update to the code since its original adoption way back in 1947. City officials have identified changes to the code as a significant measure in addressing the local housing situation.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, a small business owner in Inslee, Dalton Lassiter, is reeling after thieves stole over $10,000 worth of vital lawn care equipment in broad daylight on Pittman Avenue this week. Lassiter, who manages Dalton's Lawn Care LLC while working another job, returned to find his locked trailer and equipment missing. Doorbell video footage captured a white van making off with the trailer, which later detached during the escape. Neighbors report a similar theft in the area, prompting Lassiter to call for increased surveillance to deter future crimes.
413 News Radio 92.3, thanks a lot for having us on today. We do appreciate that. The status of the old Baptist Hospital property was the topic of discussion this morning. Mayor Reeves appearing on Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
Right. Well, we have a donation agreement in place.
Right.
And we just haven't closed on it. So we have a signed donation that's coming this Thursday to our council to take the additional parcels that were right of first refusal parcels. And then actually that we're going to go ahead and take possession of those. And because we're already planning whether the county decides to live up to the contribution or not, we've got to be future planning here. And one of those potentials, as I mentioned to our council on Monday, would be, well, if we can sell these additional parcels that weren't included in the original donation at market rate and to the highest bidder, well, that's a way to help mitigate this drop in expectation of the $2 million that we've been talking about for 19 months.
Okay, the partnership also dealing with the City of Pensacola this afternoon between VO, the electric scooters company, and the City of Pensacola ending that relationship. Mayor Reeves says most residents oppose the scooters. According to VO's Paige Miller, over 800 locals expressed support for keeping them. Reeves said a future partnership possible? Yep, don't rule it out. VO will operate in Pensacola until November 1st. Okay, it's 4:15. News Radio 92.3 Austin Price in, looking at that weather and local traffic together.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Ricky Stewart. Looking for the right Medicare health coverage? Visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Expert guidance, personalized plans, your health your way. Let's see what we got here. Looking at the roads, got some backups on I-10. Traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp, as we so often do this time every afternoon. Also got some backups on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, passing Hurlburt Field. But those are your worst looking spots right now. As for your weather, sitting at around 88 degrees. It's been sunny, mostly clear out there. Tonight's low is 69. And that's really how it's going to be for the next several days. Sunny, mostly clear. High's going to start creeping up, though, with this pleasant lack of rainfall. And come Friday, we're going to be sitting at a high of around 91 degrees.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, Miami leading the nation in the delisting of homes for sale. Ashley Webster has more from Miami Beach.
homeowners here are not prepared to drop their prices. Even though, yes, the market has cooled off a little bit, they believe they can get exactly what they want. We're here on Hibiscus Island. This home was delisted just 2 days ago. The asking price, a very reasonable, $12.8 million. In fact, the people who buy this home will probably tear it down because it's the lot that is so expensive and so prized because it's right on Biscayne Bay. Now, in fact, South Florida leads the country at 57% when it comes to the ratio of delistings to new listings. In other words, for every 100 newly listed home, 57 were removed. So there you have it. Then just don't want to drop that price.
And the 22-year-old who was punched and dragged out of his car by a Jacksonville sheriff's officer is speaking out. William McNeil's February arrest went viral after he shared dashboard video. McNeil's legal team says he suffered a concussion and a traumatic brain injury and hasn't returned to college since the arrest. Attorneys Ben Crump and Harry Daniels announced they're suing the city of Jacksonville and two officers involved in the case. Prosecutors now say McNeil was stopped because his SUV was spotted at a house under drug surveillance.
And we were talking about properties down in South Florida. More than 4 years later, federal investigators have yet to provide a concrete answer as to why a Miami area beachside condominium tower collapsed in the middle of the night. Remember, this was just deadly.
Right.
This event killed nearly 100 people. Evan Brown has this report from Miami this afternoon.
Investigators with the National Institute of Standards and Technology say they're nearly finished gathering evidence and conducting interviews regarding the 2021 collapse of the Champlain Towers South condo in Surfside, Florida. While a final report is still some time away, some of the newer information gathered reinforces the preliminary findings that the building's pool deck was likely where the collapse began, as opposed to the tower itself, and that signs of structural distress were visible weeks before the incident. 98 people were killed when the building fell apart. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And hundreds of people have been protesting upcoming budget cuts outside Miami-Dade Commission headquarters today. Miriam Singer, president of Jewish Community Services of South Florida, says there's a proposed 30% reduction in grants for safety net services. The $12.9 billion plan includes cuts to charity grants, parks, and social services while hiking transit fares. The second budget hearing set for next week.
418 News Radio 92.3 State Attorney's Office saying 20-year-old Phoenix Eichner charged with that fatal mass shooting at FSU will not likely go to trial as planned in November. This is due to changes in defense counsel. Eichner faces charges for killing two and injuring five people on the FSU campus.
All righty. And with it being 418 here, we'll actually take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you, including some different perspectives, some different voices regarding the Charlie Kirk news that we got earlier this afternoon. Once again, some of the hardest breaking news this afternoon, Charlie Kirk passing away after being shot at Utah Valley University. Got more details on that for you and more coming up once again in just a few minutes right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, in math, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. Trash. And in gym, in biology, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today.
The only thing I didn't learn today.
The only thing I didn't learn
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
422 News Radio 92.3. Here is the key story we're working for you this afternoon. Charlie Kirk, founder and president of Turning Point USA, is dead after being shot at Utah Valley University. Happened midday today. Many folks there, I mean, there was a substantial crowd as he was outside giving the speech. Right. Witnesses of the scene described the moments that followed that shooting.
Everybody in there was very concerned for him. And all I could think of was go towards Charlie, because I just want to know if he was okay. You know, a lot of people like him. He's a very courageous man.
Well, one other witness shared his experience, stating he really wasn't at that event Kirk was hosting, but was nearby on campus.
From what I heard, it was a sniper from a long ways away. So I don't know. I think the focus of this should probably be on probably some sort of gun control or something like that, so that things like this can't happen again.
Okay, once again, Charlie Kirk, founder and president of Turning Point USA, is dead after being shot at an event this afternoon at Utah Valley University. This is News Radio 92.3. I tell you, the stocks ending mixed this afternoon as the latest producer price index report kind of boosts hopes for that Fed rate cut. Let's just keep that in mind. Hillary Barsky's got your numbers.
A surge in shares of Oracle, which said AI had fueled an astonishing quarter, led to a broader rally in AI-related stocks. Shares of Oracle rose 36% for a record high. In addition, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that OpenAI signed a contract to purchase $300 billion in computing power over roughly 5 years from Oracle. As a result of Oracle's earnings, shares of chipmakers NVIDIA, AMD, and Broadcom rallied on cloud momentum. The Dow winners, NVIDIA, Goldman Sachs, and Caterpillar. The Dow decliners, Apple, Microsoft, and Salesforce. The Dow down 220 points, the Nasdaq higher by 7, S&P 500 up 19. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
424, boy, I tell you, the traffic doesn't look so bad today. Weather's beautiful. How much can you add to that, Austin Price?
You giving me a challenge?
Really?
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. And yeah, Chris, it's actually not too bad out there. Traffic, we do have a couple of issues, but it's just stuff that you would normally expect with our afternoon congestion every day. Backups on I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp, and on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. If I had to throw in an honorary third spot, it would be Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, heading into downtown Milton. That spot always gives us a little bit of trouble. This time, no exception. As for your weather, 88 degrees, low of 69 tonight. It's been sunny, mostly clear today. That's how it's going to be for the rest of your work week, heading through your weekend. And we're going to see the highs start to creep up just a tad as a result.
All right, it is 426, News Radio 92.3. Residents in South Carolina are already bracing themselves as we head into hurricane season. Well, we're on the other side of hurricane season. Today is the peak day for hurricane season. So it's all downhill from here. Yeah.
Hopefully.
No. Yeah, believe that one. Well, Robert Ray is in Charleston, South Carolina. He has the latest in preparations.
Another high tide cycle just came in from the Atlantic into historic Charleston. Thankfully, no significant flooding with that stalled front out in the Atlantic, and the northerly winds affecting over 1,000 miles of coastlines. And you know, this is a time where historic cities like Charleston and Savannah can reflect on how they're preparing for hurricane season as we approach the peak. And yes, it's quiet right now, but we know what happened last October with Hurricane Helene and Milton. People are prepping and thinking about what could come and crossing their fingers that the rest of hurricane season is quiet. In Charleston, Robert Ray, Fox Weather.
All right, and three people are in critical condition after a shooting at a Denver area high school. There are reports that the suspected shooter, one of the victims, that was as of earlier this afternoon, the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office says the shooting happened at Evergreen High School just after 12:30 p.m. local time. Not clear if the shooting happened inside or outside the school, but the school was placed on lockdown and was cleared room by room.
Okay, Thursday marks 24 years since the 9/11 terrorist attacks, and families that lost loved ones may finally be able to pursue justice. Eric Shawn has more from Liberty Park in New York with the latest.
Saudi Arabia. Families now have been given the green light by a federal judge to sue the kingdom over its alleged role in part of these attacks. And federal judge George Daniels ruled there was, quote, reasonable evidence that Saudi Arabia sent two men, one a reputed intelligence agent, to our country to help those hijackers. The suit accuses the pair, Omar Al-Bayami and Fayyad Al-Tirami, of helping the first two hijackers who arrived in the U.S. They were Nafa Al-Hamzi and Khalid Al-Midar. They landed in Los Angeles the year before 9/11, and the Saudis are accused of giving them money, renting an apartment, and opening a bank account in which the hijackers deposited almost $10,000.
All right, and President Trump pushing for the death penalty for the man accused of fatally stabbing a Ukrainian refugee on a Charlotte light rail. In a post on Truth Social this morning, Trump also said to Carlos Brown Jr. should be given a quick trial because there is no doubt the 34-year-old has been federally charged with committing an act causing death on a mass transportation system in connection with the killing of 23-year-old Arina Zarutska on August 22nd.
Okay, 428 News Radio 92.3. Nice sunny afternoon. Temps in the upper 80s. Really no mention of rain to talk about. Austin coming back in just a few minutes here with the latest five-day forecast for you. Fire Department in New York is holding an annual ceremony that has become a somber reflection of the lingering effect of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Kevin Yurinsky has the story from New York City.
Tuesday, the FDNY added 39 names to its wall of firefighters who have died as a result of 9/11-related illnesses, which now totals more than 400. FDNY Commissioner Robert Tucker.
These losses continue to mount, and our heartbreak continues to grow.
The number of firefighters who have died from illnesses now surpasses the 343 lost on 9/11 itself. Still, despite the hurt, New York Mayor Eric Adams says there is a lesson we must continue to teach.
That this is the greatest country on the globe, and this city is representative of that.
Kevin Uretzky, Fox News.
And former Vice President Kamala Harris taking aim at Joe Biden's decision to run for re-election, calling it a reckless mistake in her upcoming memoir, 107 Days. In excerpts obtained by The Atlantic, Harris writes that she felt she was in the worst position to urge Biden to step aside, worried it would seem self-serving, even as she feared that he couldn't beat Donald Trump. She writes that Biden's run was driven more by ego than judgment. Harris ultimately replaced him as the Democratic nominee after he dropped out in 2024, of course.
Looking to find the key to happiness in the U.S.?
Sure.
Well, it might start with just a simple aloha. John Saucier has a look at the report.
This new Wallet Hub report ranks the happiest states in America for 2025. The rankings are based on 30 metrics, including emotional and physical well-being, work conditions, and community support. At the top spot, it seems like it's very easy to be happy in Hawaii. Residents there have the highest rate of life satisfaction. Maryland came in second with its low unemployment rates. And if a nice ear of corn makes you happy, well, maybe you'd like Nebraska, the third happiest state. West Virginia came in last place in this report. From the 16th happiest state, New York, I'm John Saucier, Fox News.
All right, so we got Nebraska and Hawaii up there. Got some diversity in that, don't we?
I wonder who picks these places. That's what I want to know.
Probably a Hawaii native who went to Nebraska time or two.
You're probably right. Okay, Powerball tonight, $33 million, $15.2 million. Your cash option as you slide out the door, drawing around 10. Play wisely. Good luck. Sports coming up in 5. This is News Radio 92.3.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Graham. Conservative activist Charlie Kirk is dead after being shot while speaking outdoors at Utah Valley University. That's according to President Trump, who posted on Truth Social. His sympathies go out to his wife and family.
Confirmation from the president that Charlie Kirk has passed away, really just putting a finer point on the concern and worry that had been sort of settling in here at the White House.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich, a single shot was fired, blood gushing from the left side of Kirk's neck as the crowd fled.
I just want to know if he was okay. You know, there are a lot of people like him. He's a very courageous man.
Well, Kirk was a father of two. A person initially was taken into custody, but was not the shooting suspect. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute, sponsored by Chumba Casino. Your online casino for plays, spins, and a chance to score. Must be 21 and over. Terms at ChumbaCasino.com. It's no longer a matter of if Billy Napier is going to get fired, but it just as to when. And when the inevitable happens, some will say that John Gruden should get the job, but I don't think that's going to go down. So if I had to throw a dart in the board today to predict the next coach at Florida, I'm rocking and rolling with Georgia's defensive coordinator, Glenn Schumann. I'm Zach Gelb.
Chumba Casino brings nonstop fun straight to your screen. Anytime, anywhere. Explore hundreds of games like slots, blackjack, and instant scratch-style cards. Sign up to unlock your free welcome bonus and daily login bonuses, and enjoy your chance at exciting prizes without spending a thing. Just click, play, and enjoy the ride. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also, that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need any job done outdoors, you need 5-Star Outdoor Services. They handle it all. Lawn care, landscaping, power washing, concrete, clearing, decks, privacy fencing, you name it, they can do it. With pride in their work and at a price that's right. 5-Star Outdoor Services is a local company with your satisfaction their main goal. Dependable, reliable, and affordable. See for yourself. Google 5-Star Outdoor Services or check them out on Facebook for all jobs outdoors. 5-Star Outdoor Services.
Daniel will not stop crying. I've changed him, fed him, walked him around, and he's still crying. Now I'm panicking. What should I do?
It's okay. We're glad you called. We learned during the Period of Purple Crying program that babies tend to cry a lot in the first few months of life.
If nothing is working and you need a break, put the baby in a safe place and take a few minutes to walk away and calm down.
During the Period of Purple Crying, it is crucial to stay calm and never shake a baby. To learn more, visit PreventChildAbuseFL.org.
This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the State of Florida, Department of Health, and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State games in Tallahassee? Just download our News Radio Pensacola app. Then tap that app for your chance to win tickets to FSU home games Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands. The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app. Tap that app. The News Radio Pensacola app. And get ready to be in the stands for game day with News Radio 92.3.
Here's Chris. Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, Escambia Supervisor of Elections Robert Bender, County Attorney Allison Rogers, and Commissioner Stephen Berry will be deposed in a District 1 defamation lawsuit against two Pensacola funeral home directors. Bender and Rogers are scheduled for October 20th and Berry for October 21st. Attorneys want information about letters sent by local funeral home directors in April of 2023 that raised concerns about body conditions after autopsy.
Number two.
Today marks the peak of hurricane season. So far, there have been six named storms in a season predicted to be above normal. Instead, National Hurricane Center is watching tropical waves, not hurricanes, or tropical storms, not even tropical depressions. As of today, the Atlantic Basin shows calm conditions. Forecasts show that no tropical activity is anticipated in the Gulf of America over the next 7 days.
Number three.
And the city of Pensacola is revising its land development code to make it easier to understand and to support attainable housing. This represents the first comprehensive update to the code since its original adoption back in 1947. City officials have identified changes to the code as a significant measure in addressing the local housing situation.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, if you've been wondering about the status of the plans for the old Baptist Hospital facility, well, they're still grappling between the county and the city. Mayor Reeves was on Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay today, had this to say.
Right, well, we have a donation agreement in place.
Right.
And we just haven't closed on it. So we have assigned it that's coming this Thursday to our council to take the additional parcels that were right of first refusal parcels, and then actually that we're going to go ahead and take possession of those. And because we're already planning whether the county decides to live up to the contribution or not, we've got to be future planning here. And one of those potentials, as I mentioned to our council on Monday, would be, well, if we can sell these additional parcels that weren't included in the original donation at market rate and to the highest bidder, well, that's a way to help mitigate this drop in expectation of the $2 million that we've been talking about for 19 months.
All right. Did you follow that?
Somewhat.
Yeah, I did too. Baptist Hospital's healthcare vacated the former campus after building, of course, the new facility. Gorgeous facilities across town. Pensacola is set to take ownership of the 31-acre property, demolish existing infrastructure, and over the next decades build a mixed-income community. Those are some of the dreams. Just thought I'd be the bearer of information for you.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for your service, sir.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
High fly ball. Belted back. And Randy Arozarena clanks it up the upper deck. Go ahead. Three-run home run off the man he was once traded for.
On Root Sports Northwest, almost 6 years since Randy Arozarena got traded from the Cardinals to the Rays for pitcher Matthew Liberatore. Arozarena, now with the Seattle Mariners, hit a blast off the upper deck at T-Mobile Park off Liberatore. Still with St. Louis, the Mariners beat the Cardinals 5-3 and moved within one game of the Astros for first place in the American League West. Houston was leading Toronto 3-1 in the ninth inning. The Blue Jays tied the score, forced extra innings in the 10th. Tyler Heineman drove in the winning run. Blue Jays 4, Astros 3. Toronto leads the American League East by 3 games over the Yankees and the Red Sox. New York's bullpen gave up 9 runs in the 7th inning last night against the AL Central leading Tigers and lost 12-2. The Red Sox won their 3rd game in a row, 6-0 over the Athletics. Boston called up pitcher Connelly Early to make his major league debut. Connelly Early tied a Red Sox record with 11 strikeouts in his first start. Michael Hellman hit a 2-run home run for the Rangers and saved a 2-run home run with his glove. Texas beat Milwaukee 5-4. The Rangers remained a game and a half behind the Mariners for the final American League wildcard spot. The Guardians won their 5th game in a row, 2-0 over the Royals. Cleveland 2.5 behind Seattle for the last playoff spot in the American League. National League wildcard race, Giants within 2 games of the Mets for the final spot. San Francisco beat Arizona 5-3. The Reds 3 games back after a 4-2 win over the Padres. San Diego dropped 2 games back of Los Angeles in the NL West. Dodgers beat the Rockies 7-2. 2 home runs for Teoscar Hernandez.
You can download the Fox Sports Podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the field is now set for the WNBA playoffs. The Seattle Storm beat the Golden State Valkyries last night to clinch the final spot in the postseason. The Minnesota Lynx earned the number one seed and will have home court advantage throughout the playoffs. Meanwhile, the Phoenix Mercury and New York Liberty have locked in the fourth and fifth seeds and will face each other in the first round. The rest of the seeding will be determined over the last 2 days of the season. The WNBA playoffs will tip off Sunday.
All right, afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3, a former World Series champion with the Chicago Cubs announcing on social media he's calling it a career. Jared Max has more.
One of the most popular players ever for a baseball franchise around since the 1870s, former Chicago Cubs first baseman Anthony Rizzo retired Wednesday at age 36. Rizzo, who played his last of 4 years with the Yankees in 2024, will return to Wrigley Field Saturday. He'll officially retire as a Cub and become a team ambassador. 9 years ago, Rizzo caught the final out of the 2016 World Series that ended the Cubs' 108-year drought without a title. A staple in the Chicago community for 10 years, the three-time All-Star and four-time Gold Glove winner formed the Anthony Rizzo Family Foundation that has raised over $20 million for families and children fighting pediatric cancer. Rizzo himself beat cancer, diagnosed with Hodgkin lymphoma at age 18, before he went on to play a 14-year major league career. Jared Max, Fox News.
And lastly here, just very quickly, tomorrow we've got Thursday night football between the Green Bay Packers and the Washington Commanders. Packers coach Matt LaFleur says that Washington's offense is hard to stop. Both teams are off to 1-0 starts following week one home wins. And Green Bay hasn't played Washington since 2022, where they lost on the road. Tomorrow's game kicks off from Lambeau Field at 7:15, but coverage will be starting on our sister station at 6:30. That is ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, and the absolutely free ESPN Pensacola mobile app.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, the Attorney General and Health and Human Services Secretary were at the site of a massive seizure of illegal vape products in Illinois as federal law enforcement fanned out across the country for similar operations. Jessica Rosenthal has more for us.
Attorney General Pam Bondi and Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. spoke from Bensonville, Illinois, the site of the largest vaping product seizure.
Many of these products were smuggled in from China, circumventing regulations.
She says the vape products have fun names like cotton candy and Fruit Loops.
Watermelon ice. Targeting a child? Also, an American flag on it. Don't let the American flag fool you. It's Chinese.
She said one pen could contain the same amount of nicotine as a pack of cigarettes and are filled with other chemicals and heavy metals. The ATF and FDA operation seized products in six states, including five distributors and nine retailers. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And COVID-19 no longer in the top 10 leading causes of death in the U.S. According to data from the CDC's National Center for Health Statistics, the top three leading causes of death are now heart disease, cancer, and unintentional injury. Data found the death rate fell by 3.8% last year, which signals a decline to pre-pandemic levels. Researchers suggest fewer COVID-19 deaths are likely driving the decline in the nation's overall death rate.
I think we can all believe this next statement I'm getting ready to make. You ready for this one?
Sure.
Americans tend to eat too much sugar.
Yes.
I think we would all agree on that.
Mm-hmm.
And a new research out there suggests hot weather may be a factor. Analysts tracking grocery receipts, they get pretty technical here, listen to this. Analysts tracking grocery receipts found that sugar intake rises in summer, mostly due to high consumption of sugary drinks like sodas and sweetened juices. The warmer it gets, the more sugar people consume.
My goodness.
There you go. I knew there was a correlation there somewhere.
And the Make America Healthy Again Commission out with its second report. It reportedly features several policy reforms that the Trump administration is expected to support. The Department of Health and Human Services also plans to create a mental health diagnosis and prescription working group to evaluate prescription patterns for common psychiatric medications. The previous report had argued that children are taking too many medications.
Consumers taking their time deciding their purchases at the grocery store. Lisa Brady explains in this House Call for Health.
A new study shows people may have aisle anxiety and decision fatigue during their trip to the grocery store. The nationwide survey of 2,000 adults by Talker Research finds most people spend about 4 minutes deciding on each item they buy at the supermarket. Many say shopping feels like an investment, especially for products tied to health, wellness, or those with a long shelf life. And the numbers tell the story. 41% admit second-guessing half the choices made in a given day. More than a quarter say even the simplest decisions options can leave them stressed. And at the supermarket, 40% of consumers say they research food products more today than they did 5 years ago. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
All right, 445 News Radio 92.3 Austin Price. Looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon. Better day today than yesterday, maybe, huh?
So far, I would say so, yes. Okay. This traffic and weather update brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. today before your service day and learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, got some backups on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Also got some on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. And last but not least, I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp, giving us our usual afternoon trouble as well. As for your weather, 88 degrees, low of 69 tonight. Sunny, mostly clear today, and that's how it's been for a couple days now. That's how it's going to be going forward, and we're going to see the highs creep back into the low 90s as a result.
Yeah, the snapshot for our local weather looking pretty good. However, U.S. Big picture not looking so great. Flood threats in the eastern U.S. Air quality alert still in effect for the Northwest. Senior meteorologist Janice Dean has more in the forecast.
A stalled front off the East Coast will continue to bring the potential for high surf, rip currents, and some coastal flooding. Florida getting pockets of heavy rain that could lead to flash flooding through Thursday morning. An upper-level low over Northern California bringing showers and thunderstorms for the region. Smoke from wildfires across the West has prompted air quality alerts, especially for the Northwest. And a big warm-up is on the way for the central U.S. heading into the weekend. Fox Weather has all of your latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, there's sign that inflation possibly cooling. Maybe Jenny Casola has that report.
The producer price index, prices at the wholesale level, declined 0.1% in August. It also declined 0.1% for the core PPI, excluding food and energy. For the year ending in August, the PPI was up 2.6%, and core PPI on an annual basis was up just 2.8%. Both of those numbers are weaker increases than anticipated, and July's PPI numbers have been revised. The increases were not as severe. The producer price index peaked at 11.7% in March of 2022. The PPI measures the prices companies pay for things. The consumer price index is released on Thursday. Jenny Cosella, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Oracle shares gained more than 35% after reporting massive cloud demand numbers, setting the company to a historic gain. The cloud giant posted an all-time high and had its best day since 1992. The Senate Banking Committee voting today to advance the nomination by President Donald Trump of Stephen Moran to become Federal Reserve Governor for at least the next several months. The vote came after a federal judge temporarily blocked Trump from firing Fed Governor Lisa Cook. 5 years after its $1.3 billion acquisition of Zoox, Amazon has officially entered the U.S. robo-taxi scene. Zoox is offering free rides from select locations on the Las Vegas Strip starting today. Stocks were mixed on Wall Street, with the Dow falling 220 points. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ both set fresh records, up 19 and 6 points, respectively. Crude oil futures for October are below $64 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, Amazon's new robo-taxi service out in Vegas is launched, delivering free rides to the public in a big step toward driverless transportation. Austin and I have already shared our thoughts about getting in those cabs with no driver.
Not a fan.
Going to happen, right? Not going to happen. Matt Murphy has the report from Las Vegas.
Amazon's Zoox rolled out its robo-taxi service in Las Vegas today, offering free rides to anyone using the Zoox app, covering up to 3 miles with room for 4 passengers. Following 2 years of testing with employees and their families, Zoox is now confident enough in its driverless robo-taxis to offer public rides. The distinct box-shaped vehicles are being manufactured at the company's new facility in Hayward, California. The service is free for now to boost buzz, but prices will soon match traditional taxis and ride shares like Uber. Zoox aims to challenge robo-taxi leader Waymo, with plans to expand to San Francisco, Austin, and Miami, producing 10,000 vehicles annually. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
And Oracle co-founder Larry Ellison claiming the title of world's richest person. According to Bloomberg, tech billionaire Elon Musk has been unseated after Ellison's wealth jumped to $393 billion following Oracle's stunningly strong earnings report Tuesday. Musk, who reportedly has a net worth of a measly $385 billion, give or take, first captured the title in 2021 and has largely held onto it for the past few years.
Well, fans have their first crack at attending the biggest event in sports. You ready for it? Jim Morgan has the details.
The initial World Cup draw, which is limited to Visa card holders, kicks off today at 11 Eastern and runs through Friday, September 19th at the same time. Successful applicants will be notified by email starting on September 29th after a randomized selection process and will be provided with a date and time slot to purchase tickets. Group stage tickets will start at $60, and the most exclusive seats will reach up to $6,730 for the final. The 2026 World Cup will be hosted by three nations, the United States, Mexico, and Canada, and will run from June 11th to July 19th. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
4:51, 9 away from 5 News Radio, 92.3. Nice afternoon. Temps in the upper 80s, a lot of sunshine out there. The Trump administration is targeting how drug companies can advertise. Ryan Smeltz in with the details on News Radio 92.3.
A new memorandum is targeting, quote, misleading drug advertising on both television and social media.
It's had a disastrous impact on human health, on people's relationships with their doctors.
Health and Human Services Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. on Fox's special report says it allows the administration to reinstate a requirement for drug companies to state all their side effects in ads. Officials say the initiative would also pressure drug companies to abide by transparency laws, with the administration sending hundreds of cease and desist and thousands of warning letters to companies, saying it plans to enforce current regulations surrounding drug ads. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Just about 4:52 here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you as we ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour on this Wednesday afternoon edition of Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Here's a tale of Becky. Didn't know what to do with new meds prescribed and no real cost clue.
She squinted at prices. That can't be right. Then tapped good RX and saw the light.
She could get a deal. Book telehealth if she feel.
Learn about those meds without any stress. That one little app does all the rest. Even my horse downloaded it. Dang, save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
Captain Eric Lawrence was training Afghan soldiers when his truck was hit by an IED.
I sat home alone for months. I didn't want that anymore. I wanted to go back to work. PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
Paralyzed Veterans of America. Changing lives, building futures. To learn more, visit pva.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app. Tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Show me, show you what I got, yeah. Show me. 455, heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price is looking at the weather and local traffic together. But first, just want to let you know, programming note, that Charlie Kirk, founder and president of Turning Point USA, died after being shot at an event earlier this afternoon at U-Haul Valley University. We will be having an update in just a few minutes once Fox throws it over to us. We'll give you the latest information on Charlie Kirk's death at 31. Now for the traffic and weather, Austin Price is in.
All righty, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see, looking at the roads here. Got some backups developing at the intersection of Pine Forest Road and 9 Mile Road. Also a little bit at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway. And some congestion developing as well on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. Worst looking spot outside of those few would have to be I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. As for your weather, 88 degrees, low of 69 tonight. Sunny, mostly clear over the next several days. Going to see the highs sitting at around 90, 91 degrees in that stretch.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Well, Apple has new iPhones and other things for you to kind of consume. Eben Brown has this report from Miami.
Apple debuted its new tech for the coming year, holding to a goal the company's late founder Steve Jobs once set.
Design goes beyond just how something looks or feels. Design is also how it works.
Apple CEO Tim Cook during Tuesday's streaming presentation. There are four new iPhones, an iPhone 17, 17 Pro, and 17 Pro Max, but also a first-ever iPhone Air, no thicker than a few credit cards. And the new AirPods Pro 3 will allow for live translation where people can hear what others say in other languages. Eben Brown, Fox News.
All righty, and also here on the pop culture scene, the first trailer being released for Matt Damon and Ben Affleck's The Rip. The film follows a team of cops in Miami who discover millions of dollars in a stash house. The officers begin to not trust each other as they fight about what to do with the money. The rest of the cast includes Steven Yeun, Tiana Taylor, Sasha Calle, and Kyle Chandler. The Rip hits Netflix on January 16th.
457 News Radio 92.3. Singer-songwriter Lady Gaga extending her Mayhem Ball tour with new North American dates for 2026. Michelle Polino is in with the latest updates.
Lady Gaga is keeping the party going 2 days after scoring four big wins at the 2025 VMAs. Gaga announced the second leg of her Mayhem tour with new dates kicking off Valentine's Day 2026 with two shows at Desert Diamond Arena in Glendale, Arizona. The tour will hit cities across the U.S. and Canada, including return stops at Madison Square Garden in New York and the Forum in Los Angeles. Tickets go on sale Wednesday with pre-sales through Citi and Verizon, plus VIP packages. The announcement follows last week's release of Gaga's new song and video, The Dead Dance, directed by Tim Burton, for Netflix Wednesday. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And actor Raymond Cruz has been arrested on suspicion of spraying women with water. Happened on Monday outside of his home in L.A. Cruz, known for his role as Tuco Salamanca on Breaking Bad, is accused of misdemeanor battery. Charges have not yet been filed. He says the women were harassing him as he was washing a car outside of his house. He's due in court next month. Okay. Kind of a nothing burger there, I'd say.
Okay. Hey, it's been a quiet hurricane season in the Atlantic Basin so far this year. We're happy about that today as the peak of the season.
Absolutely.
Hopefully it goes downhill from here. Fox Weather hurricane specialist Ryan Norcross says, ooh, hey, we're not out of those woods yet.
The tropical Atlantic is just hostile to tropical development. The temperatures in the atmosphere are not conducive. There's dust lingering late into the season. The high pressure over the Atlantic is unusually strong. Looking ahead after this week and maybe late into next week, indications are that the Atlantic will become more conducive. And by late in September and into October, we look back into the Gulf and into the Western Caribbean for development. And in those areas at that time, development is expected to be more likely. Brian Norcross, Fox Weather.
Okay, after 3 days of competition, Kimber Collins was selected as Scuba Queen USA 2025.
Woo!
Collins, a 30-year-old advanced open water diver from Hawaii, will represent the U.S. at Miss Scuba International in Malaysia. Scuba Queen USA is a nonprofit organization for women divers focused on promoting environmental initiatives. Coming up, less than 12 left, some more news for you. This is News Radio 92.3. Thanks for having us on.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.